thought it was two good teams going for the win. Can't believe it's finished 0-0. We had a 20-minute period in the first half where I thought we totally dominated the game. And it just showed today the importance of probably two good goalkeepers, Grant in their goal and Westwood for us. Westwood's pulled off a great save, I think, around about the 80th minute. But I'm sat here talking to you, disappointed that we haven't got the 3 points against a very good side.
Yeah, Derby County are one of the sides you would expect to be up there come the end of the season, aren't they?
Well, it was a great, great performance by my team. And if you'd said to me at the start of the season, we'd get a away win at Brighton and probably a draw against Derby. The pleasing thing is the back four are happy and the keeper's happy because we've had another clean sheet. How it stayed 0-0, I don't know.
Yeah, your side had enough chances as well, didn't they? I know you've spoken about the chances saved by both goalkeepers, but in the first half, the one that was pulled back to Adi Nuhu in particular, he should be slotting that away, shouldn't he? It's easy to say, isn't it?
It's easy to say. I think 25,000 people in the stand would probably think it's that easy, but the two hardest positions to play is goalkeeper and centre-forward, and at the end of the day, Hattie's not meant to miss that opportunity. No, we created chances. Like I said, it was a good 0-0, a good tempo, high intensity from the first minute to the 95th minute.
You mentioned the intensity there. Even late on your side were Sam Hutchinson in particular chasing everything down, making sure that Derby didn't have time to be able to pick out those key passes.
Well, we know Derby have got good players, and if you let them get the heads up, I think he's ended up making three substitutions because we're getting on top. But if you let them get their heads up, they'll pick out the passes. And we probably just had one lapse of concentration where the boy's got his head up and put the boy through, and then Westwood's pulled off a good save for us.
Yeah, that's why you brought him in, isn't it, Kieran Westwood? He made two, like you say, good saves. One of them should have been a corner, which wasn't given. The other one was a fantastic save on the one-on-one front.
Well, that's what he's paid for. and same at the other end. But but the pleasing thing, I'm delighted with the performance. Sometimes we just maybe need that little bit of a break, a little bit of luck. Even Chris Maguire hit in the underside of the crossbar with a free kick. And we probably just had we were up against a good goalkeeper.
You gave a debut to Stevie May. What did you make to his performance?
I thought he was a team player. He worked his socks off. I was a little bit concerned around about 70-minute mark. I asked him if he can carry on and finish the game. He says, yeah, I'll finish it. I think he's one of these forwards that'll just pester defenders, and he'll get his luck in front of goal. I think he had a couple of half chances today. Nothing really clear cut. We need to find out what his strengths and weaknesses are, same as he does with his teammates. But I've got every confidence the boy will score goals.
And you went 4-4-2 today. Many people in the build-up to it were thinking you might try and put five across the midfield to stifle Derby County, but you put a real signal of intent out there and said we're going for this on home soil.
Well, not being disrespectful to Derby, but I just felt we could get at their back four. They've got strong defenders, but I just felt, no, I might just need a little bit. Well, hopefully Stevie May could get in on a flick on or a ball down the side and some combination play with Hattie as well. I just felt we just needed probably two strikers down there. And credit to the lads. Like I say, we defend with 11, attack with 11. And I thought we've had three clean sheets now, so it's a good start for us on that front.
Do you feel that Nuihu and May could form that partnership, that big man, little man partnership?
There's always that big man, little man. Yeah, whether it be Atty or whether it be Gary Medine or whether I need to play one up lone up there, because what it has shown is I don't know what his running stats are, Stevie May, but I'm sure I can play up there on his own and he'll chase the channels. He'll make a bad ball into a good ball. But like I say, I was pleased with the whole team performance. We've started well at Brighton and then obviously Notts County. A little bit disappointed I'm not talking to you with 3 points, but another clean sheet.
Confidence must be high, though, especially amongst that defence now with, like you say, three clean sheets on the bounce. I know you've mixed it up a little bit, but still, three clean sheets are there in the bag.
Yeah, I think last season, towards the back end of the season, we were having to score five goals to win a game of football because we're conceding so many goals. So we've blocked it up that side. But what we have done as well, like I said, is that we've got people that are creating chances for us. It was an exciting 0-0. I hope the fans have gone home happy. I just felt that we might could have just maybe nicked it at the end there.
Kieran Lee, what was the issue with him? He had to come off in the first half.
Kieran's had a bit of an ongoing groin hip problem, so I think he's just caught one awkward today and it's just flared it up. So he'll be in the treatment room tomorrow. Hopefully, it's too early. I haven't had a chance to speak to the medical side. I don't know what is whether he'll be available for Tuesday. But it just shows I brought Giles Coke on. I've got healthy competition in that midfield. I've got Coke, I've got Hutchinson, I've got Kieran Lee, I've got McCabe, and I think I've got Paul Corey and Semedo as well. So I've got healthy competition. So the boys, like I say, is that if we fail, we fail on ability, not lack of application. I thought today the application was spot on.
What about the recruitment front then, Stuart? It's only been a couple of days since we asked you, but any more updates for us?
No, my phone's... the only person that's ringing me is my wife at the moment. No, no, there's been no calls, but hopefully it'll happen. There's several calls out there. As we can see now, we're going into a busy period where the squad is going to be stretched full. Luckily, apart from Kieran Lee, I don't think there was any injuries today, so it's nice to see the back four. I would imagine that'll be the same back four that goes into the Millwall game as well.
Will you be back on the phone to Premier League clubs now that they've played their first game and named their 18-men squads anyway for the first game of the season? Will you be back on the phone to those?
Oh, yeah, I'll be pestering. I was pestering managers yesterday to just see. They just need to see how they start. Unfortunately, it's not helping us to get the players through the door, but we've got several inquiries out there and hopefully... we can get one or two over the line.
Confident that a couple might come off then before maybe next weekend, not necessarily Tuesday, but next weekend, hopefully.
Well, again, I don't want to jump. I don't know what get people's hopes up, but just keep plugging away.